Hey everyone, welcome back to But Why the Podcast, and today we have a special interview with Sarah Nataceni, the narrator of Cereal Box's Marvel's Black Widow, Bad Blood. I can't wait for you to listen, and I hope you enjoy.
Hey everybody, I'm Sarah Nataceni, the narrator for Marvel's Black Widow, Bad Blood, coming to Cereal Box.
Awesome. So my very first question, because I have one, I'm a little starstruck getting to talk to you today, if I'm honest. So my first question is actually, what is the difference between doing narration and doing voiceover work for specific characters?
So most of the animation I've done has been heightened. It's not been like very subtle kind of performances. So this is actually breath of fresh air because I get to just be a narrator and speak really, really naturally. And then the characters I play can't be too distracting. There are a lot of characters in the series. And it's such a fine line because like in the first episode, you have three women all in the same scene, and they all have descriptions in the narration, so I have to stay true to the description. Mm-hmm. And I had the challenge of making them distinct without departing too much from my natural voice and crossing into animation territory. It's such a fine line, and I hope I didn't cross it, because I want listeners to be in a zone, as I am when I'm recording. I'm, like, in a state of flow when I'm doing it, and I kind of transfer seamlessly between characters and narration, and I keep going and going. And I want the audience to stay with me and not be distracted by a character that's, like, slightly too cartoony and kind of takes them out of it, you know? So that's really the main difference.
And do you have a favorite character that you got to... Because I know you said, you know, trying to keep that voice normal enough but different enough that people can tell they're different people. Do you have a favorite?
My favorite character has a very short appearance, and I can't tell you who it is because it's a new character. Isn't that fun? But Bucky Barnes has been a joy to play because he has two sides to him. He's the Winter Soldier and he's Bucky Barnes, so that's been awesome. And Natasha Romanoff has been awesome to play. The narrator is kind of my favorite thing to do because, A, it's most challenging. You really have to be in a state of flow to kind of be great at it, I think. And the narrator is kind of an extension of Natasha. So you're not going to hear too much of a difference between my tone as the narrator and my tone as Natasha.
That's really cool. And I can't wait to hear all 14 episodes. I got a little preview, but it was written. So I can't wait to jump in and hear your voice doing it. And I guess what drew you to the project?
I mean, you know, the natural thing. It's fascinating and fabulous. It's Marvel, and I get to work with someone that I know and love so much, Amanda Rose Smith. She actually, the casting of this situation was very unusual. I'd worked with Amanda before on a Cereal Box show that it was called Dead Air, and that was like 2-3 years ago, and I played a few characters. I wasn't the narrator. And I haven't worked with her since, and we randomly got to hang out. I invited her to come with a bunch of friends of mine to go see 1917, and we watched this really heavy, wonderful movie, and then I'm like, yeah, we should lighten the mood here a little bit. Let's all come to my place and hang out. So she came over, and I was with a few other actors and an animator, and, you know, we'd had a few, and I was like, I got a great idea for a show. Let's all draw some butts. And so I had everybody draw butts, like in a little friendly competition kind of way. And we started writing dialogue for them and kind of quacking. And she's like, you know, I think I have something for you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I'm doing this project for Marvel. I'm like, all right, sure. Yeah, cool. So I go in and I audition for her like a professional. And she's like, yeah, you're good at this. And I'm like, I really enjoy this. What is this? Why have I've never pursued audiobooks or anything even resembling audiobooks in my entire life. I like dialogue. I like quick, quippy kind of things, you know. And she submitted my audition to Marvel, and then I got it. And here I am.
That's an amazing story. You did. You did. That's an amazing story. And honestly, you know, bringing to life a new story with a character that people know, whether from the comics or from the movies, was that, how do I say this? How much do people who pick up the story need to know outside of it? Like, should audiences have read the comics, or should they have, you know, watched a couple of movies, or can they come into it just blind and come into your work as, you know, in this story?
They can come into it totally blind.
That's
awesome.
You
don't have to know anything. Not to my knowledge.
That's really great to hear.
It's totally self-contained. It's separate. It's separate from any of the storylines in the Marvel universe. It's totally self-contained.
I always, whenever I see a new medium come out, I always wonder, oh, is this going to be geared towards the people who already know, or the people who are, you know, who can become new fans? And for you, I mean, you said that you auditioned for this and it was for Marvel. And do you have a connection to Black Widow yourself and Bucky? Like, do you like those characters even before you came on? Or are these characters that you've found like a new appreciation for?
It's a little bit of both, actually. I haven't seen or read everything that Marvel has ever put out, but I'm familiar with everything they do, and I think it's brilliant. And every time I do see a new movie, I'm like, this is amazing. I don't know why I'm not watching all of this all of the time. But I also rediscovered characters, because it had been a few months since I'd seen anything Marvel-related. So I was able to approach this material with totally fresh eyes and a fresh mind. To me, I definitely didn't want to borrow from anybody else's performances mm-hmm. when I'm playing these characters. So I didn't rewatch anything or reread anything, and I didn't need to, because the writing here is so descriptive and it's so I get right into it. I read it for pleasure, you know. That's actually, that's part of my process, is I read it first for pleasure, as if I'm not even doing this professionally. Like, there's no reason other than just I love reading it, and I love it. And I'm like, okay, now I have to go back and, like, mark everything up and make my notes and have to ask my questions and all that. It's really great stuff. And the writing just lends itself to my performance. I don't need to know anything else.
And I think, too, one of the things, so I listened to the preview that was available of your narration, and I was wondering what goes into narrating, because, I mean, narrating is more than just dialogue. You're having to set the scene and the mood and everything. What goes into all the preparation for each of those pieces? Like, what's your process of really bringing a scene to life?
So finding the transitions is what I've found is the most important thing. So find the transitions between where she's describing the scene that's around her, the Chicago skyline, the boat, everything that's around her, and mark that point where the action starts, where someone kicks her, where someone slams her against an array of hard drives, because that's where my tone changes significantly. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to change it too significantly, because you don't want to be over dramatic, but there's definitely a line, a threshold there. And that's the most fun part of it for me, is finding those subtle moments of change and taking the listener on that journey.
When we look at this journey, I mean, and I've read the synopsis. I've actually been following this since it got announced, because it was I really like Natasha as a character.
Yeah, me too.
And so what, for you doing this, and you've said you've watched some of the movies and stuff like that, what makes this Black Widow story and these scenes that you're bringing to life, and then, you know, this new world on Cereal Box, different than what people have maybe seen or heard or read in the past?
I think what you'll find, because we don't have imagery, right? We don't have a TV in front of us. We don't have special effects or any of that. I think it's going to be a lot more like reading a book, and you're going to be able to see everything in your mind. And that inherently makes a story, it gets you far more invested in a story because your brain is doing all that extra work.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like that, and that's why we watch movies, right? But that's what I think makes this kind of what Cereal Box is doing so special, because they do sound design. They do have music, and they are able to take you on this journey and have your brain do a little bit less work, but still just enough that you're so invested in what's going on.
That's amazing. I mean, and listening to you talk about it, I'm putting two and two together from your performance that I listened to in the preview, and understanding just the depth at which these are produced, because in the free clip that's out, Natasha's walking into a club and you can hear the music starting to come in. When they add in all those sound design elements, do you know what they are before they add them in? Like, have you heard them? Do you listen to them while you're recording, or are these added after and you have to imagine all of it yourself? How does that work?
I have to imagine all of it myself.
Oh, wow.
And I do. I feel like with an audiobook, you should be. I'm not a pro audiobook narrator. This is new territory for me, and this is, I think, very different from your typical audiobook performance.
Yeah.
But I just naturally, I always have some music in my head. I always have some sound design. If I know the character is walking into a club, I sense the club, I feel the club, I am the club, and I raise my voice as someone would in a club, because you're not whispering in a club unless you're really, really close to somebody, right? So, I have to imagine that at myself. But it's easy to imagine it because of the writing.
Yeah.
It just takes you there. It would be harder to get that imagery out of your mind while you're reading. You'd have to be like kind of brain dead and just reading word by word like a robot, and I can't do that.
and on the writing, one of the things that really struck me when it was first announced was that it's an all-female writing team bringing forward the story of one of like Marvel's most prominent female heroes. What was the process of working with them like? I don't know how to ask this question. It's just really cool.
It's just really cool. There's no real difference. It's just great that it's an all-female writing staff, and that our director is female, a composer is female. It's the same person, Amanda Rose Smith. She's directing, and she composed the theme, and she's doing all the sound design. She's a one-woman band, and it's fabulous. It's great. More, please. More women doing this, please. There should be more women in superhero stuff anyway. So this is awesome.
Awesome. And sorry if that question felt weird. It was just one of those things that just stood out to me. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is great.
Yeah, it's great.
So kind of like one of my last questions is really, so now that the first two episodes are out and available, or will be when this goes out, what are some of the things that people can expect from the rest of the season?
Oh, a lot of action, a lot of intrigue, and oh God, what else can I tease? I haven't finished reading it myself, so I can't really give you... even if I wanted to really do something, I couldn't. It's just fantastic.
I guess, yeah, let's phrase it a little way. While people listen, after people have finished the season, or even after they finish episode 3 or 4, what do you want people to take away from it? What do you want your listeners to kind of walk away from the story feeling?
Everything that Natasha Romanoff feels, everything that Bucky Barnes feels, everything that every character feels, and I want this story to stick with them for a long, long time. Like a movie would. Like a great book would. So that's my goal in reading this.
That's awesome. That's all I really have. What other projects are you working on as well?
So Pokemon Journey, the new season of Pokemon, is going to be on Netflix on June 12th. I play 10 characters in The Last Degree of Kevin Bacon, which is 10 episodes. It's on Spotify currently.
Oh, wow.
You can binge it all. It's very funny. Yeah, it's starring Kevin Bacon, Kira Sedgwick, Matt Walsh from Veep. It's great. Josh Rubin directed it. He's a genius and a friend. So, what else? That's it at the moment. It's, you know, times are tough. So yeah. I'm lucky. I'm very, very, very lucky to be working on this right now.
Awesome. Well, I will make sure to link and plug everything and make sure that I send everybody to go check out Black Widow as soon as those episodes are up and as soon as the new ones come up, because it's releasing once a week after the first two?
Or is it
once a month? Yeah, once a week. Yeah. Awesome.
Once a week, yeah.